Welcome to the podcast of William Patterson University's chapter of the Society of Professional Journalists, or WPSPJ, where voices from the news industry guide us and inspire our future. On this podcast, we'll spotlight the activities of the nationally recognized Society of Professional Journalists chapter at William Patterson University in Wayne, New Jersey. We are the reporters of today and tomorrow, committed to SPJ's mission of diversity and democracy, and inspiring successive generations of talented individuals to become dedicated journalists.
Hello, everyone. I'm Tommy Sherwood, the executive producer of the WPSPJ podcast, here with another episode full of career advice for young journalists. Today, we're focusing on sports reporting, hockey in particular. Listeners may remember that I'm an inspiring sports writer myself, so I was thrilled when our SPJ chapter had the opportunity to go to UBS Arena on Long Island to watch a game in the new Women's Professional Hockey League, or the PWHL. If you don't know about this league, you're not alone. The PWHL started play on New Year's Day in 2024, with six teams in Boston, Minnesota, Montreal, New York, Ottawa, and Toronto. The New York team is splitting its home games between UBS Arena, home of the NHL's New York Islanders, and the Total Mortgage Arena in Bridgeport, Connecticut, where the Islanders minor league affiliate plays. This is the third women's hockey league to try and make a go for it in North America since 2007. The teams don't have nicknames yet like the Devils, Rangers, and Islanders, but they've got some star power. WPSPJ went to a game at UBS between the New York and Montreal team, and the New York roster is headlined by Alex Carpenter, who won silver medals at the 2014 and 2022 Winter Olympics. Before we get started, I just want to give a big shout out to Trinity Elliott from the PWHL, who credentialed us for this game. We headed down to the media entrance at UBS and picked up our press passes, and then we went up to the press box high above the ice surface and sat alongside reporters, including Jim Cerny, an editor at ForeverBlueShirts.com and SportsNot.com. Cerny was a fun interview. The advisor for our SPJ chapter, Dr. Nick Hershon, grew up as an Islanders fan in the late 1990s, and he told us he used to listen to Cerny on the Islanders radio broadcasts. Cerny was a play-by-play broadcaster from 1994 until 2001. He's had experience at lots of news outlets covering sports for the New York Times, hosting NHL talk shows on Sirius Satellite Radio, and working as a beat writer and on-camera reporter for the New York Rangers. I asked Cerny how he managed to broadcast such a fast-paced sport as hockey is.
Yeah, eyes in the back of your head and in front of you, and it's your head's on a swivel. The most important thing is to follow the play if you're a hockey broadcaster. You got to let people know where the puck is, because that's the most important thing. But you also got to pick up on, there are things going on behind the play, and guys are coming on the ice, guys are going off the ice, you know, changing on the fly. So you have to figure out when to incorporate those things, or statistics, or background information, when things aren't so busy. But the most important thing is to let the listener know where the puck is. I will say, and some people will argue with me at this, because I've been a baseball broadcaster, football broadcaster as well. Baseball is the hardest sports to do because there is so much downtime. So you've really got to pace yourself to work your stories in and what have you. But in hockey, it's boom, boom, boom. I find hockey, for me, is the easiest sport to do because it's so fast and I prepare so much, and I may only get to 25% of what I prepared because you're just describing what's going on.
I was really surprised by Cerny's answer here, but it couldn't make more sense. I couldn't imagine announcing the quick action in hockey, the line changes, the passes, the hits, all coming so furiously. The players are moving so fast that it could be hard to catch their numbers on the backs of their jerseys. Hockey is such a fast-paced game that broadcasters don't need to worry about coming up with lots of stories to tell, as baseball announcers do between pitches and at-bats. I also asked Cerny for his advice for young journalists like myself looking to break into the industry.
Follow your passion. You know, if you love writing, write. Find a place even if you're not being paid for it, or you're getting $25 an article, or they're paying you for page views, write. Keep doing it. Find your voice. You know, be your own unique self. You know, they can teach you, and I'm sure Nick does a great job of it, teaching you in the classroom, you know, the X's and O's, if you will, AP style and, you know, things of that nature. But once you have all that, let it breathe and just find your voice. And the only way you do that is by writing. Just keep writing. If that's your passion, keep doing it.
We've all heard the advice that if you love your job, you'll never work a day in your life. And I know I love sports journalism. Cerny reminded me that I need to get my reps in as a sports writer, keep writing all the time, to strengthen that muscle and get more comfortable in the job. One of the other journalists in the press box was Dennis Gorman, who was covering the game for the Long Island newspaper Newsday. Gorman has had a long career as well as an editorial assistant for the New York Post from 2000 to 2007 and a freelance writer covering sports for the past decade and a half for outlets like Yahoo, the Associated Press, and the Hockey News. Cerny told young journalists to keep writing. Gorman added another piece of advice. Keep reading.
Read as much as you can, about as much as you can. Like, it's, you know, it's great, you know, to be able to, you know, say, oh, you know, I read Sports Illustrated, you know, read ESPN Duck, but, you know, maybe read, you know, a biography of, like, I read the Meg Haberman biography of Donald Trump. I just finished a book on Jack Welch, the CEO of GE in the, you know, 80s and 90s and into the early 2000s. Because the more you can, the more you know about a lot of different subjects, that will positively affect your writing, because it's not just doing the games, you know. The games are fun, but, you know, like, one of the things I've done in my career is the NHL lockout, which is economics and business. And you know, and sports is just, you know, at its core, everything we do is new.
So I've heard this advice before. I'm the editor-in-chief for our campus newspaper, The Beacon, and our advisor, Wesley Wright, always stresses the importance of reading. As a former college athlete, I used to play for the William Patterson football team. I compare reading sports writing to watching game film. It's critical preparation to becoming a better sports reporter. After the PWHL game, the members of our SPJ chapter left the press box and headed downstairs to the area outside the locker room. Players from the New York team were brought out one by one to talk to a bunch of reporters on tight deadlines. This was an intense scene, a lot like what you'll see on TV, a bunch of journalists crowding around an athlete, holding recorders up to their faces, shooting video on their phones, before scurrying back up to the press box to write their stories. This was a highlight of the night for me. Dr. Hershon helped me pull aside the coach of the PWHL New York team, Howie Draper, for a one-on-one interview. Draper coached the women's hockey team at the University of Alberta in Canada for 26 years, winning 8 national titles and 667 victories before he was named the PWHL New York coach last September. I asked him about the role the press plays in publicizing the Upstart League.
Critical. We're trying to build a foundation, and as a league, and we need all the support we can get. I think our league has done a great job of sort of giving us the resources that are required. Our GMs in each area have done a great job of bringing in outstanding players. So, you know, they'll do their job, but we need the fan to kind of help support it, and they're really going to drive it in the end. And you guys are, you know, you would link us with the fans, right? If you're out there, you're talking to me and you're talking to our athletes, and, you know, you're getting the word out and you're seeing how great the product is. I mean, if you can get that word out, then, you know, people will get excited about it, and then we'll have something that we can all be proud of, and that will be sustainable through the next 106 years, which I think is how old the NHL is.
This was my first time interviewing a professional coach, and Draper made a lot of great points. the PWHL team could post as much as it wants on social media and hope for word of mouth. But that can only do so much in driving fans to games. The reason why the NHL, NFL, and NBA have been around for so long is because of the press journalists like Cerny and Gorman who go to games and tell their mainstream audiences what happened. This makes those leagues a lot easier for fans to follow and gives them credibility. Anyways, that is a wrap on this week's WPSPJ podcast. As we close out this episode, I'd appreciate it if you'd rate and review our podcast on Apple. It's the best way of bringing this podcast to more listeners. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to the WPSPJ podcast. We'd love to hear from you on Instagram and Twitter at WPSPJ. Be sure to subscribe and rate our podcast on Apple. Until next time, we are SPJ.